Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, everybody. So listen, last week we had a remix episode that was with Michelle Silverthorne about sponsors. So that laid the groundwork. And I really want to hit this home this year because if you do not have a sponsor, you are not going to rise and thrive in your career. You need sponsors. Now, are sponsors easy to come by? No. And so last week I said, I'm going to talk about your sponsorship hit list. And I've been working on this for like 2 weeks now. And something I realized is I needed to take a step back and we need to talk about, are you prepared for sponsorship before we start creating this hit list and running up to people talking about, can you be my sponsor? But please don't do that. So today we're going to get into how to get prepared for sponsorship. But first, our Corporate Warrior Spotlight.
Corporate Warrior Spotlight.
This week, because it is the first week of Black History Month, I thought it would be a fitting time to highlight the first Black woman CEO of a Fortune 500 company. I talk about her all the time. She is one of the reasons for starting this podcast, Ursula Burns. You guys, she has been the only Black woman. The only. There's only been one. That is just, whew. And I don't even know how she did it. But let me tell you about Ursula. Ursula Burns was appointed chairman and CEO of Vion in December 2018. Now, that is a company headquartered in Amsterdam that focuses on telecommunications services. So just think mobile phones. Following a period as executive chairman and previously chairman of the board of directors. So she's been in this thing for a minute. Ursula has extensive international experience of large companies confronting technology change in their industries. She was chairman of the board of the Xerox Corporation from 2010 to 2017 and chief executive officer from 2009 to 2016. That's the CEO. So she was chairman of the board and the CEO. Former U.S. President Barack Obama, our forever president, appointed her to help lead the White House National Program on Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. And she served as chair of the President's Export Council. Ursula is the director of the boards of ExxonMobil, Nestle, and Uber, all huge companies. She also counsels other community educational and nonprofit organizations, including the Ford Foundation and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology Corporation. That's MIT, y'all. She is a member of the U.S. National Academy of Engineers and the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. Ursula holds a master's degree in mechanical engineering from Columbia University and a bachelor's in mechanical engineering from Polytechnic Institute of New York University. Ursula, girl, if you ever hear this, I just want you to know that it's a lot of us, we're trying. We out here, we're trying to figure it out. And we're trying not to let you be the only one that has been the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Thank you for all of your contributions. Thank you for being the first and letting us know that it is possible to hold the top spot at a Fortune 500 company. All right, y'all. So look, the sponsorship thing, we got to really get into it. So there's a couple of steps that you have to do before you even can think about creating your sponsorship hit list. And the first thing we're going to talk about is building your narrative. What's that, Felicia? Well, this is your story, right? Stories carry weight. But this is the story that you will use to help endear you and help you be recognized as a possible protege. Okay, what's a protege? A protege is an employee that a sponsor has decided to grant sponsorship to and create a sponsorship relationship with. A sponsorship relationship, like Michelle talked about last week, is very transactional. It is very quid pro quo. It is very much, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. And it is not always going to be a feel-good relationship. It is always going to be a, hey, I recognize these are your strengths. I recognize this is the good thing you can do for me or my team or what I'm trying to accomplish with the company. And you make me look good. So here's what I need you to do. And here's what's going to benefit you, right? So remember, guys, sponsorship relationships are two-way streets, okay? So now, to build your narrative, the first thing you need to do is get honest with yourself. Like, do an honest assessment of yourself. What are your strengths? What differentiates you in the workplace? Do you want to be a leader in the organization? Do you want to be a leader of people? Or do you want to be a subject matter expert? Do you want to be the organization's right-hand person? All those people need sponsorship, whether you want to lead the people and be at the top, or you want to lead the process and make the company more money. Either way, you still need sponsorship, right? But I'm glad some of you know, like, leading people is not for you. Some of you know, like, I don't want to be a manager of these crazy people. Please stick with that. Do not let organizations stick you in people manager roles and you don't want to do that because you out here doing the devil's work, destroying lives. So don't do it. The other question you need to ask yourself and be real honest with yourself is understanding why you would make a good protege for a sponsor. Like, you need to really get that and understand it, right? As an employee, you need to know yourself. Then the second thing you need to do after you ask yourself all those questions is that you need to set your intention. With the current organization you work for, what do you want to get out of this organization? What's the last role that you want to have at that organization? Is this an organization that you want to be groomed and you want to grow and you want to make it to the top? Be honest. Because some organizations, y'all, are just batshit crazy. And they ain't going to change that much. Even if you get to the top, there's not much you're going to do to shift the behemoth it is. Now, there's things you'll be able to influence over time. And hopefully you don't bring your batshit crazy as a human into your leadership and then still make the company more batshit crazy. In the vein of trying to be good or do good, like, sometimes, y'all, we have all the best intentions, and all those intentions pave a great old good golden road straight to hell. Hell on earth, that is. So, make sure you understand how high you want to go and why. Really understand your why. You need to be able to articulate all these things in a narrative. Now, this takes some time and it takes some work. You're not going to sit here an hour after listening to this podcast and say, okay, let me do this right now. Let me do it real quick. No, ma'am. You need to really sit and spend some time and ask yourself these questions and take some time to visualize and meditate on it and ask the ancestors for guidance in it. Like, just take some time. So take the proper time to get real with yourself and what you want for yourself and for your career. Okay? So now, when we get back from the break, I got some homework for y'all. I know that was homework too, right? But I got more homework for you in addition to articulating your narrative. We'll be right back. Hey, you guys, I'm trying to see something. So last night I was on Twitter and I follow a couple CEOs who are on Twitter, which is always weird because, you know, that's probably not them doing anything with their social media. It's probably a whole team of PR people. But the CEO of T-Mobile, his name is John Legere. I think that's how you say his name. I don't know exactly quite how to say it, but he seems real personable and like you can reach out and touch him. And so I was like, well, I got questions for CEOs. So why don't I just start asking them on Twitter? So I started asking him a question with the hashtag CEO questions. So follow CEO questions and I'm going to be trying to see if these CEOs will talk to a sister and answer our questions about the job that we eventually want. So follow me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, all the internet at Trill MBA Show. It's that simple, at Trill MBA Show, all the places. All right, let's get back to the show. Now, before the break, we were focusing on questions you need to get real about and ask yourself in order to help you build your narrative and understand what you're trying to do in the organization, where you're trying to go, and why you're the person, i.e. your skills and strengths, to get there, right? Now, the homework that you need to do after you do that part is you need to understand your organization. And I feel like we might have talked about this, but not in the concept of preparing yourself for sponsorship. So listen, I know usually we're supposed to do a listener letter, but I'm gonna keep it true with y'all. I didn't have a letter that made sense for this episode. And so, you know, I just decided not to have a listener letter this week. But I want you guys, after this episode, if you have questions about are you prepared? If you have questions about are you prepared for sponsorship, then I need you to hit me up at ask@trillmba.com. Email me, put in the subject line listener letter. As always, if I read your letter on the show, you will get a free coaching call. Now, understanding your organization. First, you got to understand there are two parts to understanding an organization. Part number one is the actual like policies and written rules and do's and don'ts that are in stone. You know, all the HR stuff, right? So how is talent evaluated? What is the cadence for performance conversations led by HR? What system is used to drive the process in an organization? Those things, those are the things that are just set in stone, right? How your company makes money or the mission and vision of the organization. Those things are written out. You can find those things on the website. You need to understand all the written things and all the things the company says it is and it stands for and all that good stuff that you can see on the intranet. The world can see outside, you know, yourcompany.com, whatever's on that, right? Understand that stuff. That has been intentionally communicated to the world. People have worked on that. and created those hopefully truths about the company. Hopefully, right? But then there's the other side. There's the second part of understanding your organization. That's the informal, unwritten, relationship-driven operations of the company. How the company actually operates that isn't quite marrying up to what they said on the internet. You know, things like, who are the leaders? Like, who are they really? What are their temperaments? How did they become leaders in the organization? Who are the real decision makers? Because sometimes a person can be high up, but it's other people beneath them that are really, they have given the decision rights to. And so there's people who have a lot of influence with other humans in the organization, and they're actually running the organization, if you pay attention. So those are the key decision makers. Who is known for getting stuff done, right? Who can drive projects through the organization to completion? Those people are also key, because although they may not be decision makers, they're highly influential. Who are the leaders currently sponsoring and why, right? And you can find all this stuff out. I know it may seem like, ooh, I just want to put my head down and I just want to do my job. That don't get you a promotion. That don't grow your career. That don't do nothing for you but get you your little merit increase every year. That's brass tacks. You got to put your head down and do your work. Then you got to lift your head up and look around. Okay? Don't be that person. It's 2020. We know better. Let's do better. So your homework for the next 2 weeks is to observe your organization with all these questions in mind and then create an org chart for yourself. If you can't get one from an admin assistant, listen, y'all, let me do this PSA real quick. Admins are your friends. Admins know things. And they know things, okay? They can give you the real about the leaders in your organization. Make friends with the admin. Don't treat these people like they are sub-professionals or barely professional. Child, these are the real people running this shit. These people can make your life easy or make your life difficult. These people can help you drive and grow your career. And a lot of times they want to. A lot of times they like most of y'all that don't be acting stupid. Don't you look down your nose at that woman typing up shit for some senior leader. That woman has a high-powered job. That woman is always on call. That woman is working her ass off. Don't be a bitch. Don't think you better than because of her title. And in a lot of cases, you don't even know this, but she making more money than you. Don't sleep. Okay? Respect the admins and make them your friends. Now, when we get back from the break, I'm going to talk about the most important thing you need to take away from this episode. If you don't take away nothing else, when we come back. Hey, it's Felicia with the Trill NBA Show. And if you are out there and you have a business that would cater to African-American women between the ages of 27 and 45, high income earners, medium income is $75,000 a year. If that is the type of audience that you want to talk to, hit me up at ask@trillmba.com. I am advertising this spot right now. I could be talking about you and your product and all the great things that it could do, like right now. If only you would hit me up and ask me to talk about you. Advertising is open. The show is for sale. come on. Support the Trill MBA show. Advertise your product to some phenomenal women who are out here in corporate America doing great things. And support us. Hashtag we all we got. The most important thing. All this whole episode was to prepare fertile soil to grow sponsor relationships that propel you to senior leadership in the workplace. But before you just blindly do this work, because that is what you're supposed to do, I need you to get real honest with yourself. This career thing is a journey, and it's long. Your first focus is to figure out what fuels you, what gives you energy, instead of draining you. Don't stay in a job that drains you. And I mean completely has you exhausted, right? Like, that's not really the job for you. That's not where you need to be putting your energy. So you need to get super honest with yourself and really figure out what should you be doing with your time and energy. And if you're just there for a paycheck and you're miserable, girl, you're not thriving. You're not even surviving. You're just wallowing in the pits of earthly purgatory. Like, it's not worth it. It's just not. And listen, you ain't gonna be shit to nobody, not even yourself, if you're trying to make it to the top of a company while going against the grain of your nature. By not doing what fuels you, what gets you excited. And it's a difference between working hard and I'm tired. That's fine. If you work hard, you're going to be tired. It's like working out, right? But just like working out, you should feel some lift, some energy, some boost to your soul. If you day in, day out, just depleted and can't give nothing else, and nothing is put back into you. There's no excitement. There's no like, oh, this is going to be really cool. Like, stop doing that shit. Figure it out. Do the work. Okay? Do the work. Because if you don't, you're not going to make it. And your strengths have to get you to the top. And this whole fighting and managing your weaknesses thing, you're only going to get so far. You're not going to make it. At some point, you're going to fizzle out because you just don't have the right strengths for where you're trying to go. So you got to get honest ASAP, right? Some people are not built for this shit, nor do they want it. And that is okay. This doesn't have to be your thing, okay? Give yourself permission and grace to figure out what your thing is. You don't have to stick to this pre-written script, American pipe dream of, you know, global domination through corporate. Like, you know, it's okay. And you may even evaluate your company and realize, like, I don't want to be the CEO or I don't even want to be here that long. Like, some things are just are what they are. It is what it is. It's a check. It's a good check. It's pretty comfortable. I can do the job. They pay me well. I got these good benefits. But please, if that's you right now, make sure you're doing the work to figure out what it is you really want to be doing long term. We don't get a lot of days on earth, and we don't know how many days on earth we get. Y'all, we got a real reminder of that with Kobe Bryant and his daughter and her classmates and those parents, like, every day ain't promised. So don't waste your time doing shit that doesn't fuel you, lean into your strengths, and really allows you to make a difference and an impact in the world. So just promise me. Nah, fuck that. promise yourself that you will put your oxygen mask on first. Trust your gut and do what's best for you. Okay? That's the most important thing. Now, next week, we have some very special guests on the show. I'm so excited. But I decided I'm not going to tell y'all who it is. Y'all got to come back and tune in. And then after that, the next week, we're going to circle back. This will give you some time to do your homework. And then I will close out how you take your narrative. I'll give my example of my narrative. And because I'm going to do the homework. Well, I've kind of done the homework, but I'll share my homework output with y'all. Okay. And we're going to dig into the tactics of identifying and connecting to potential sponsors. Okay. And please, for the love of God, do not ever ask the following question. Will you be my sponsor? No. Don't even ask that to the potential sugar daddy you've been working on. Don't do that. Just don't ask these questions, y'all. Please. All right. We'll talk more about sponsorship in 2 weeks. But in the meantime, as always, if you have some specific situation that's run amok and led astray, and you need some help or advice, you can go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 30-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. Now, for all of you guys who schedule these calls, pay $40, I use that money to continue to produce this show. It costs me money to produce the show because I can't do everything and I had to outsource. And that's why it sounds a lot better. Like, if you go back and listen to some of those old episodes, whoo, child. When I was editing, whoo, it's painful. Still good stuff, but just doesn't sound as good. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if you don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 30-minute consultation with me, and ask@trillmba.com to submit your question, concern, listener letter, if you want to recommend somebody for our Corporate Warrior Spotlight. Please give me a bio. Don't just give me a name. I really appreciate it, especially if they have a name that may be hard to pronounce or may not be intuitive to pronounce. Please also give me a pronunciation of said name, because I don't want to fuck up anybody's name. I hate when people fuck my name up. It makes me mad. Like, it's not right. If you can say Schwarzenegger, you can say Anuha. Like, it's really not that difficult. All right, guys. I love you guys. Have a great week. Beastly in everything you do. And until next time, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.